Blog Talk Radio.
How about that for an opening bumper tune? Can you say Peter Frampton? I'm dating myself now, folks. Welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly, a late night edition, I might add. We're still here bringing you news and information called from around the globe, most likely within the continental United States, but we do cross the borders from time to time to get what we need to bring you what you need to know. And this evening is no exception. So we just thank you for joining us in this late night edition, let's say. It's live radio, folks. There's one thing about Productive News. We're dynamic, and we roll with the waves as they ebb and flow. And this evening happened to be a flow, so to speak. And so I'm just kind of rolling with it. But we're going to ride this wave this evening. We have with us a returning special guest, friend, colleague, mentor, so many roles this individual plays with me. because she is truly special, truly a gift, truly a gregarious person, and one that is making a difference. So, yes, for those of you in the mail list, you know who I'm referring to. Miss Eula Pasternak is with us again. And I say again because if you missed last week's program, you've got to tune in. We were on fire last week, folks. And as many of you know, Miss Eula Pasternak is a specialist on human energy. When I say human energy, I'm not talking about working out and exercise and all of that. We're talking about the spirit, folks. And this isn't religion we're talking about when we say spirit, because we're all energy. We're our energy much more than the seat that you're sitting on, the couch, or wherever you are right now, or the desk that you're looking at, because it's atoms, right? Remember that? Atoms and neutrons and protons and all those things that are moving at miraculous speeds that make up matter. Well, that's energy. But the energy that we're made of is more of an intelligent energy. So Ms. Eula Pasternak is a specialist in that. But she also is a specialist as a food expert, especially studying a GMO, which stands for genetically modified organisms. And so I asked Eula last week to put on another one of her hats, and that is more so the GMO, because food is so adulterated, and then also to kind of meld that in with the aspect of energy moving forward in order to navigate what's happening in our society. So a combination of the physical, meaning, you know, intake of our nutrients with that energy and emotional and spiritual side. So we're going to just take a little step again in that journey. And I say a little step again because I don't shortchange any important topic. And so we're going to, this is going to be an ongoing dialogue or discourse. And we're going to continue this. This evening is going to be abbreviated just because of, well, my schedule. And it was a scenario where even Ms. Pasternak had something to do, and now she's freed up, and I have a commitment. So we're going to go for about another 20 or 30 minutes, but I'm so glad, again, that you took the time to tune in with us. And when we come back to continue this, you'll want to make sure that you tune in for the continuation. If you didn't, again, catch last week, you'll want to tune in so that you can fill some gaps that we may be kind of skipping over in this evening's program. So with that said, let's get right into it with our abbreviated program. Again, this is Productive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and I'm just plumb pleasantly pleased to have you here with us this evening, where we bring you news and information that's intended to encourage you, inspire you, empower you, enlighten you, and hopefully instill you to get involved and make a difference for yourself and your loved ones. Miss Eula, are you with us?
Hello, Daryl. Hello, everyone. Good to be on the program again.
Yeah, so it's good to hear your voice, Miss Eula. So much going on in our environment. You know, we've got skirmishes on a physical level, and our weather seems to be up and down, and even the meteorologist can't say what's really going to happen the next day. And then on top of all of that, they're trying to ingest, you know, adulterated food still within us. And I guess I'd like to, well, not guess, I want to pick up on where we left off somewhat last week. You really dropped some golden nuggets on us last week in talking about some of the things that are going on with regard to our food sources and some of the things that we can actually do about that. You know, Eula, let me give you maybe a little platform to go with. When I was growing up, we had the neighborhood, we had fresh fruit and vegetables. It doesn't matter if you lived in a home or a multi-dwelling unit or an apartment. You had somewhere around, you had a garden growing somewhere, or at least you had a fruit tree or a vine, you know, in terms of grapes and things like that. and everyone had something that they were growing. And I dare say it was basically all organic. Now you go to the supermarket and you buy an apple and you feel like you're biting into one of those plastic apples that are, you know, out for decoration. Talk to us a little bit about what's happened in our society. And was it that way for you as well, by the way, growing up?
No, not at all. I grew up on a farm.
And
Yeah, my parents were farmers. My father was an activist in a communist country to protect farmers, protect farming, never participated in the Communist Party. So he was an inspiration for me. And we pretty much could sustain ourselves, not just from the farm, but also had extra. And we did well. My mom and dad did well. They had two jobs. They had their professional jobs. My mom was a holistic pharmacist. My dad was a holistic veterinarian. And they both worked on the farm as well. And we all participated, and we all pitched in, and we helped neighbors, and neighbors helped us. So it was quite wonderful to grow up in such environment. And I was privileged to have meetings in my home with my dad as an organizer, how to protect farmers and farming. And even though there may have been an occasion use of a fertilizer, but there was literally no spraying, no chemicals, and certainly no genetically modified anything or horrible herbicides and herbicides that our chemical industry had developed in order to streamline monocrops. Because monocropping and our industrial agriculture became dependent on chemicals. Of course, it was more about let's produce more food per acre because we have hunger in the world, so let's make it more efficient. But it was unfortunately very sketchy, and for the most part, it was a lie. And the price we have paid was poor soil and endangering our environment because those chemicals stay in the soil, make it very unusable. So we are dependent on fertilizers to have the crops grow. The soil is eroded. And we end up with, like you mentioned, plastic-tasting food. Tomatoes, even meat, even fruits. I was shocked when I came to this country and started to eat food. And then I was blessed because my sister and her husband had access to real orchards. And I was amazed at the size of the fruit, and almost everything was supersized in the orchards that they had access to. And then I couldn't understand how badly the food in the grocery stores would taste. And it was quite an awakening for me, try to understand, and that's why I still am passionate about educating myself and others how to have the best tasting food, the healthiest food, the best produced food, because that means I nourish myself the best way I possibly can. And it's not that it's too expensive, but it's what I can afford. And how I educate myself is what is safe or what is the safest I have access to and what is the most nutrient dense that I have access to keep my body healthy, to serve that kind of nutrition to my loved ones or my friends and students, because
I like leading by example. Plus, I enjoy my healthy body. That way, I want us to be not just the leaders, but I want us to inspire others to eat well and sort of avoid what we ironically call SAD, Standard American Diet, filled with fillers, filled with poor nutrition, empty calories, lots of produce or, how do I say it? Well, empty calories, because the food is so processed, so highly processed, that there is no nutrition there. And we all make jokes about Twinkies. I mean, they're indestructible. But why would I be eating that when my body doesn't know what to do with it? So it literally is like I am wearing my body out, trying to figure it out, but it is expecting nutrition so it can build cells and tissues from, regenerate, heal, not waste energy trying to figure out what the hell I'm feeding it, because it doesn't make any sense. And that is what I want to be smart about and understand what it is that I'm feeding myself and what I'm risking if I don't have access to good nutrition, so that I'm not surprised that I'm lethargic, so that I'm not surprised that I have an infection. Because if I acidify my body, I make environment for parasites. If my body is struggling with digestion, then all my energy goes there. Not to healing, not to stamina, not to good mood, because I'm exhausted just because everything goes into digestion. And nothing is really coming back to assimilate and integrate into my body if I have poor nutrition, or if I'm not eating or drink hydrating with good water. Good food, good air, good water are our birthrights. So what can we do to maintain the best water, the best food, the best air, best environment under the circumstances? Because, of course, we have quite a range of pollution and purity, of goodness and darkness. So I hope you at least looked at some wonderful photographs of cooked food or alive food. You can find that on the internet. It's vibration. There is color. There is a little bit of fire, energetic fire around good, raw fruits and vegetables. It is amazing how alive and beautiful that energy is. So if we cook it down, of course, we lose a lot of the nutrients, especially the vitamins. They get destroyed. So minerals stay okay, but the vitamins get destroyed through cooking. So I love summers for having gardens, having fruit trees to fill up and rejuvenate and make reserves. So when winter comes, our body has those reserves. And I'm talking about both physical and energetic. And allowing that purity to be a choice. Because genetically modified, either DNA modified or gene edited food is untested, hardly labeled, and we don't know but we can safely assume it is not good for the environment. Otherwise, the environment would be doing that itself.
Yeah. Let me ask, do you think, Eula, that some of these diseases that, you know, have, and I'm not talking COVID, we know that that was basically manufactured, but do you think that we become more susceptible to things like, you know, cancer and, of course, the increase in the epidemic of diabetes? I'll just use that word right there. Because where diabetes is today, even what they call juvenile diabetes, which to my understanding didn't even exist 40, 50 years ago. Do you think that proliferation has something to do with this, well, adulterated and nutrient lacking food?
It is one of the major factors. And as you know, maybe our listeners know, the main company for GMOs was called Monsanto. And in a strategic move, it was sold and taken over by Bayer just before the first mega lawsuit for cancer was won by a gardener in the schoolyard that developed cancer from using Roundup.
Oh, really? I didn't
Monsanto
know that.
Was a brilliant, brilliant business, made incredible tons of money preying on us, an environment, selling chemicals with false promises. So, of course, it was all a lie. They knew them well that it would cause cancer and other problems, that we would destroy our intestines and therefore our brain health through not just Roundup, but genetically modified foods. And it was the first mega million lawsuit that was won. It was appealed and they lost again. So we know that that was horrible for us and horrible for the environment. But it didn't stop there, because the other genetically modified food that are on the market are still there, because they're produced still with Roundup. I call them the many seeds, the canola, the corn, the cottonseed oil, which is in many of the vegetable oils, sugar.
Can you talk
most
to
of
us
our sugar.
About some of those? Can you talk
the
to
what?
Us about some of those oils? You know, the cottonseed, the canola, because there are so, you know, many folks that are talking to dispel the truth about canola, cottonseed. That no, it's canola is a legitimate. It's rapeseed, and just that term alone is telling. But you know, it's a legitimate seed, and a legitimate oil, and it just holds up better under heat. And you hear folks talking like that. What can you tell us about some of these oils?
Like linseed, it's an industrial oil. It should not be in our intestines. So all oils,
we're talking
oils
canola oil, correct?
Canola rapeseed, yes.
The canola that we see in the supermarket.
Yes, absolutely. And it's usually a blend of canola soy oil, which is also genetically modified, horrible, and maybe cottonseed. And of course, the industry got smarter, so now it'll say it may be canola, sunflower, safflower, corn. They will avoid being accountable or truthful with us. So now most label will have at least three oils, and two of them will be genetically modified, but one not, just so we don't know.
Oh. Wow.
Another trick. Please educate yourself about labels. Soy and sugar in this country is genetically modified, most of it. 90% of corn, not sweet corn. Sweet corn is still safe. But corn that is fed to animals, corn that is used as filler for processed foods, is all modified, unless it is organic. There is still the residue of modified corn in it, but for the most part, there are standards that are still maintained not to minimize or not to use genetically modified in organic food.
Mm.
There are some labels. There is still a fairly expensive process to certify it as organic. More and more companies choose to at least give us some notice. If they cannot afford to have organic label, at least they promise they use no GMO ingredients. But that's genetically modified old technology that we've been fighting, and we've made some strides. Now, the new forefront is gene editing, CRISPR technology. And that
Wait a minute.
One,
I didn't catch that. What is that one again? Say it again.
Where we call it GMO 2.0, CRISPR technology. Yeah.
What is? How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
CRISP, I believe. I'm sorry, I'm in the car. CRISPR technology.
Okay.
That is genetically edited food, which is potatoes, which is mushrooms. They have in the pipeline pretty much anything you can think of so that it stays fresher longer, so it doesn't brown. And if we don't have labels, then we go to a restaurant, we don't know if we eat CRISPR potatoes or not. We don't know what oils they use. We don't know. I ask and trust that I get truthful answers if I go out and eat. But that's when education comes in and accountability comes in, because since they're not modifying DNA, they're just editing it, which for them, for the powers that be, thinks it's totally safe. We didn't put a foreign DNA into that organism, then it is, we're not mixing fish with a tomato. We're not mixing bacteria and viruses DNA in a vegetable or meat or animal. So that was what we were fighting. So now, since they're not putting it into a different species, tissue and cells of different species, then they don't put the DNA into, they don't mix it anymore. They think they are not accountable for any research or any labeling because they're just conveniently removing pieces.
Yeah.
How is that okay?
No, it's not.
Mother Nature does not remove things. I mean, we have mutations, unfortunately, from pesticides and herbicides. Some of the super bugs and super diseases and strange-looking animals, fish or toads that we can see if they were around toxic sites. That's mutation. But to do it willingly in the name of longer-lasting food so that strawberries don't go bad as quickly, so that the fruits and vegetables that would brown because they're oxidizing, they would look pretty because they wouldn't be browning. I want to know if my food is getting spoiled. There is a process to let me know whether it's safe to eat or not safe to eat. So I want accountability, and there is virtually none. So So that is what our activism needs to shift into, because our powers at be, organizations that are supposed to protect us from chemicals, from dangers in food production, are ignoring the issue. And again, the Center for Food Safety, Cornucopia Institute, Institute for Responsible Technology, they are all working on it, putting pressure, fighting for us. So please support those organizations. Please, if you can, buy organic.
Okay.
Please.
Buy organic. Can you give us some of those organizations again? I didn't catch them. I guess it's breaking up a little bit on my end.
Okay.
But can you give us a couple of those organizations again?
I am not in front of my computer, so I cannot give you the full websites, but Cornucopia Institute.
Okay, Cornucopia, just like the, you know,
yep.
The cornucopia,
like the basket,
from Thanksgiving.
Yep. Cornuplenty.
Cornuplenty, yeah.
Center.
So Cornucopia, what is it called? Cornucopia.
I believe Cornucopia Institute.
Institute, you said?
I believe so. I apologize. I don't have the name memorized.
That's okay. You can get back to me. And folks, if you're interested, just reach out to me. And Ms. Pastor Nick and I, Eula and I will be talking offline. And again, we're going to be continuing this. We're going to wrap this up in about 10 minutes. And certainly we're not going to finish this discourse in 10 minutes. So,
well, at least I know centerforfoodsafety.org. That one I know.
Center
for
food safety.org.
There is GMO Watch. There is Institutes for Responsible Technology. But please do your research. Please educate yourself to prevent damage to your intestines, to prevent damage to your immune system, because that is what keeps us, our brain healthy, our nervous system healthy, our tissues and cells that depend on nutrients and nutrition, good nutrition. So, of course, our immune system is challenged because our intestines are damaged by chemicals and by genetically modified foods.
Wow. You talked about some of the things that we want to avoid in terms of the oils, like canola and safflower. And I thought one of those were decent, like safflower or sunflower. Those are the ones we have to look
decent.
Out for as well.
Oh, yeah. No. They're good. I mean, if you can handle processed oils, they're fine. The more cold-pressed, the less refined, the better. But what I was saying is that the labels now say that they are mixing them with the genetically modified oils.
Oh, wow. That's horrible.
So on the label, it says vegetable oil, and then you see canola, soy, sunflower, or soy, sunflower, and safflower, or whatever mix. So now you don't know if you are ingesting genetically modified or not modified food.
Wow.
That is the deception now. So they can still put genetically modified ingredients, but pretend like they're making it better. So please do not fall for deception. And ask in restaurants if they use genetically modified ingredients or if they avoid them. If they use genetically edited food with CRISPR technology. If they don't know, then they do use. It means they are not educated enough to avoid it and allow your good brain to help you figure it out, because it's not that difficult. Please take good care of yourself. We still have a few months of good harvest. Let's make it productive in taking care of ourselves, in truly enjoying this world, harvesting it from local farms. The farmers will tell you if they spray pesticides and herbicides. And I don't have anything to say about them, because they need to make a living. But I want to support organic or GMO-free agriculture. And that's what I would like to shop. And for the summer and fall, oh my goodness, farmers markets are so fun. Just like I try to support small businesses, I try to support farmers, or at least organic agriculture. And God bless, we have more and more available even in large grocery stores. And that is because we demanded it. And our purchasing power forced them to include some of those foods. I mean, unfortunately, wheat is modified. So unless we know that it says no genetically modified ingredients, that wheat is genetically modified.
Wow.
So please choose the best you can under the circumstances, because your gut health makes or breaks our brain health, our immune system's health. And that is what I hope and pray that all of you educate yourself to make some changes, to take better care of yourself, and to help put pressure on the industry. Just as we're putting pressure on our medical system or our educational system or our banking system. We don't want the old ways. We're not interested in greed anymore. We want truthful disclosure. We want accountability. And we want choices. And those choices make or break our health, our wealth, happiness, and the energy of our collective consciousness. Because the world is changing, and it's our choice. Are we changing it for the better? Which I hope so. Or we don't care, because we don't think we have the power to care and do things. Of course we do. Each one of us has power to make changes. And if we unite, there will be a change in the world. And if we open hearts, clear mind, connected to the soul and spirit, we are unstoppable. Because we are connected to infinity and the power of goodness. And that will heal and change this world for the better. The good changes are coming. It's just the old ways need to give up or go away, because we are ready for the new world. Nature can take care of itself. It can wipe us out pretty much quickly. But we have a job to do in this world energetically. And there is a lot of support for us here. And that's why I'm excited. I train. I pray. I shift energy on the planet, not just with me, but with my colleagues. Because I know collective consciousness has power. So I hope you join us and train. We are the Jedi and the Avatars and the Holy Ones. Not if. It's how intense we want to be about it. How productive we want to be with it.
I've seen what you have accomplished in your efforts, you know, these past years in terms of just the GMO piece. So, you know, folks, you know, can make a difference for sure. There's no doubt about that. I just hope people don't get, you know, apathetic and feel like, oh, you know, this is, you know, big business. Well, how can I make an impact? No. You can make an impact, folks. You can make a difference. Well, you look at you know, some of this woke stuff that's going on, for example, with Bud and Target. And I mean, at some point, they're going to have to change. If folks don't want, you know, to be presented with, you know, some of the things that are good for our society or our youth.
I call it empty food.
Yeah. Well, you're
why would I want
pocketbook?
Yeah.
The difference.
Empty food. One of my favorite organizations is Environmental Working Group. They test and produce a list of the clean 12 and dirty dozen. If you want to avoid pesticides and herbicides, that is a very good list to get yourself familiar with.
Say that again. What was it?
Environmental Working Group, EWG, probably.org. But they produce a wonderful dirty dozen and clean dozen list. And if you can avoid the dirty dozen, your immune system will be so grateful. Because those would be the most polluted food items that we have on at the market. And you'll be
where
surprised.
Do you get this list of the dirty, where do you get the list of the dirty dozen?
Environmental Working Group, EWG. They have
Is that a website?
Yes.
Okay.
Environmental Working Group.
Well, Ms. Eula, one last thing. What would you recommend in terms of, just speaking of oils alone, what would be your top go-to for cooking? A lot of folks don't like to fry, but if you were to cook in oil or saute in oil, what would be the one or two go-tos?
I would go with coconut oil every time. Now, I'm okay with butter. I'm okay with lard if it's organic. I'm okay with fats that come, that are fully unbreakable. They're full. It's all the other vegetable oils and fruit or seed oils, even though they pretend that they're not harmful, we process them, they break the integrity of the oils. And that is not healthy for us. The industry has a lot of deception.
Did you say lard?
Well, yeah.
Well,
that is
there,
animal
if you're
oil.
Vegetarian, that wouldn't fly. Or if you don't eat pork, as many, you know, folks do not, that would not fly. If that would.
Again, please do your research and choose the best you can under the circumstances. Coconut oil is my favorite.
Now, isn't that kind of expensive, relatively speaking, to other oils?
Well, you can buy it wholesale. You can buy it at some of the warehouse, like Costco or whatever, Sam's Club, BJ's. It goes a long way. Now, some of the, like, I believe Chick-fil-A uses peanut oil with a little bit of chemicals from foaming to fry, deep fry their food. So that's better than genetically modified.
Peanut oil? Is better. Natural peanut oil?
Yeah. Any oil, organic oil, but some of them break down more quickly with high heat.
Peanut oil doesn't break down so quickly?
No. But again, some people might be allergic to peanuts.
That's right. What about olive oil?
Olive oil gets broken down too quickly. Olive oil is the healthiest oil when it's cold pressed and used as a salad dressing. So not the greatest for frying.
Mm-hmm. For heating.
Sauteing maybe, but, you know, like deep frying, no.
Mm-hmm. It breaks down too easily.
Correct. And like with coconut oil, that might be a bit of taste from olives. That's why canola oil is sold so well, because it doesn't have taste. It doesn't affect the taste of food.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other vegetable oils that are modified, the soy and the cottonseed. That are mainly the
oil in so many products. I know Nabisco, yes. They're canola oil freaks. You know, you just look at the ingredients, folks. You've got to look at those ingredients and see what you're getting. But I'm hearing you, Eula, say definitely look at the ingredients. If you see canola oil, you know, maybe stay away from that.
And soy.
And soy.
Unless it's organic, and there is very, very little clean soy and canola in the world. Even the organic has some of the GMO in it.
Mm. Well, Miss Eula, this has been a plum-pleasing pleasure. We're past the top of the hour. I've got a bit of a commitment. I want to thank you again for taking time out to share this golden nugget of information. Folks, you can always, if you joined us late, go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and you can catch the program from last week where Eula really, really, really broke down some very interesting facts. And then you can pick up on this week as well. Eula, let's connect again offline. I'm looking forward to continuing the discourse. You're truly a blessing. We wish nothing but the best for you and yours continually as you advance in your journey to make a difference. So
thank
I just
you.
Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. And all you've done.
Well, thank you for trying to educate the public and share this, because it not just takes a family or a village. It takes the world to make a difference. And we each can have a huge impact. I love good chain reactions. And hearing back that we made a difference. The children are healthier. The grandparents are healthier because we help them choose more nutrition, more nutritious food, cleaner food, cleaner air, cleaner water, and the body recognizes it and works with it. And the more energy and the more joy we have, the better world we create. So thank you for making that difference and helping others make that difference for themselves so they can make that difference for their families and communities.
Well, thank you. And we're all in this together. Together, we can really, 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 really make a difference. Thank you again, Miss Eula. We'll be talking soon for sure. Thank you to the listeners.
Yes,
tell us
yes.
a little about Preemptive Foods Weekly. And
have a great month of August.
Yes, yes. Indeed. Maybe we will hopefully get to talk before the end of August. But if not, enjoy your August month, folks, and you again, the best to you and yours. We'll be talking. You know that, Miss Eula. We will be in touch. And
thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you so, so much. Just know we're all in this love together, and we're going to close out on that, too.
Don't you